Holy fuck, ladies and gentlemen, this city keeps creating content for I guess you, the fucking listener. Sorry, not fucking listener. The fucking city and the fucking trains keep creating content for you. Unemployment Hour Bonus Train, Episode 6. Is this often? Is this a lot of trains? I don't know. I swear I'm not making this up. I just got off work about a half hour later than I was supposed to. I've got to go to Regina in the morning to likely play one match and head back home. It's for funding purposes. I have to play this tournament. And I have to work all weekend. And a bunch of our Saskatchewan Open tournament got canceled. It's a long story, but the train's over. So I guess, okay, maybe I shouldn't whine so much. But anyways, I got to go to Regina in the morning. And I decided I needed gas before I went home. And I just had this feeling. I'm probably going to catch a train when I do this. The 33rd and just past Avenue P train crossing always seems to hit me, and it hit me, but not for long. So I guess this should be a happy unemployment hour bonus train because it wasn't long. So, and it gave you guys some more content, a positive out of a negative. Again, I didn't really talk about anything other than myself. Sorry about that. What should I mention? I've obviously long passed the train at this juncture. It's just odd. Trains. You should tell me your story about hitting any trains. Maybe you've had a special someone with you in the vehicle and a train happened, and maybe you were like, hey, why don't you, give me a little something, something here. And then in that case of today's train, you would have been disappointed because the train would have ended early and your something-something would have ended early. Although, if you're anything like me, that little train was all the time I needed because I... Gaboosh! Splat, splat, splat! Doesn't take me long to get a little something-something, if you know what I'm saying. Maybe those big boys over there with their bigger and longer endurance need a longer train, but me, that was all I needed. So it's too bad that I even could have just reached on down my old dress pants and gave myself a little something something, and it would have been a real contest to see if I could have beat my L in time for the T to stop crossing the tracks. That would have been an interesting thing to do. Perhaps maybe the next time, the next unemployment hour bonus train, maybe I'll reach down my pants and you guys can hear a live commentary of Lee's masturbation session. I wonder if I would be able to blow a load over the podcast. That would be probably a little bit too personal for everyone. Sorry about putting that idea, even thinking that idea, because that is probably not the way to go. But it would be funny in a fucked up way. Maybe not funny haha, maybe just funny Lee needs to go to the crazy horror house funny. But sometimes funny is funny, and you just gotta be funny if you can. So, okay, I'm almost home now. That was another edition of the Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. I hope you guys have enjoyed these. I tried to deflect the show from just being me whining about catching another train to talking about something. Masturbation seems to always be a go-to topic. So, I hope you enjoyed it. And I might, on my drive to Regina, I might record a unemployment hour, potentially. I seem to do that sometimes on drives for mixed results. Sometimes it's gone well for the tournament, and sometimes it hasn't gone well for the tournament, but Perhaps another unemployment hour needs to happen sometime soon. There's a rink by my house, and it looks like there's some people on it, so that's cool. I might have ADD. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Take it easy. Catch you next time. Hope you've been enjoying the shows that have been coming up. Shout out to my friend Colin. I've been talking shit on his movie opinions quite often. Sorry, not sorry. We differ in opinion. Colin's a smart guy. Knows more about movies than I do, but we disagree often, and I think I'm right, and he thinks he's right, and that's the beauty of subjective things and opinions. Everyone's got them. Everyone's got a right to their opinion, and Colin has a right to be wrong, and so do I. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for listening.